Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. I'm your host, Alex Rivera. Today, we're diving into a topic that's been on a lot of creators' minds lately. Absolutely. We're talking about why your VO 3.1 videos might be failing and how to fix those frustrating issues. Exactly. If you've ever spent your hard-earned cash on the VO 3.1 Ultra plan and ended up with videos that look more like a fever dream than a cinematic masterpiece, you're definitely not alone. I mean, six-fingered characters, outfits changing mid-shot, that's a nightmare. Right? It's so frustrating. Turns out, about 42% of first-time users hit these roadblocks due to something called prompt ambiguity. Prompt ambiguity. Sounds fancy. But what does that really mean for us creators? Great question. It usually just means that the prompts we give the AI are too vague. Think of it like driving a high-performance sports car. You can't just fill it up with any gas and expect it to run smoothly. So, you're saying the prompts we use are crucial to getting decent results? Exactly. Instead of typing something broad like man walking down street, you need to provide constraints. The AI needs specific information, or else it just hallucinates, like when you think you've seen a unicorn in your backyard. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. So what's the workaround here? Alex, instead of relying solely on text prompts, I recommend starting with a static image. Use tools like Midjourney or VO's own image generator to create a hero frame. Feed that into VO 3.1 as your reference point. That sounds like a game changer. You've actually tried this, right? Absolutely. Just last week, I spent 20 minutes trying to generate a scene using text prompts. It was a disaster. But when I switched to the image to video method, I got usable results on the first try. Incredible. So using an image helps the AI stay consistent, right? Exactly. When you anchor the AI with a solid reference, it can pull from that instead of guessing. Got it. But what about character consistency? Why do characters morph or look different when they turn their heads? Alex, that's the number one complaint. I hear. It usually happens because the AI doesn't have enough information. The fix is using something called dual keyframe features. Sounds complex. What's that all about? It's really not as technical as it sounds. It just means you're telling the AI where to start and where to end. Instead of one reference image, use three, like a front view, a side view, and an action shot of your character. Wow, that makes sense. So it's like giving the AI a repair manual instead of just describing a noise. Exactly. And it's been shown to increase creative control metrics by about 4 times. Now, what about the camera movement? I hear that can mess things up too. Oh, for sure. If you tell VO to do something wild like an active drone shot without limits, it can completely warp your scene. So, keeping it simple is key? Exactly. I prefer basic movements like panning or tilting. Let your character drive the action instead of the camera. That sounds way easier. And now let's get into the lip sync problem. Why is that such an issue with VO 3.1? It's the elephant in the room. Lip sync accuracy drops significantly, especially for non-English languages, where it can be as low as 67.3%. So what's the solution? Here's what. I treat VO 3.1 as a camera, not a director. I generate the video without audio first. Then, I use a separate lip sync tool to handle the dialogue. That's a great workaround. I imagine it saves a lot of time. It does. It may add an extra step, but it's worth it to avoid wasting hours on re-rolling generations. Speaking of time and money, let's talk about whether VO 3.1 is worth that $250 price tag. That's a valid point. For casual users, maybe not. But for professionals, the return on investment can be significant, as optimized workflows can reduce editing time drastically. So if you're a pro, that time saved really adds up. Exactly. If your hourly rate is decent, that time savings can quickly pay for the subscription with just one project. But you need to use those pro features. And if you find yourself constantly fighting the tool, it might be worth exploring cheaper alternatives, right? Yes, some of those might even suit your style better. So, if we want to wrap this up, what are the best settings for? VO 3.1? Let's get your hands dirty. Start with 1080p resolution instead of 4K to avoid taxing the system. And definitely prioritize image to video. Use 3 reference images, keep motion scores low, and limit duration to about 5 seconds. Got it. And don't forget to use negative prompts to filter out unwanted results. Exactly. Once you master the dual keyframe workflow, it'll change the game for you. This has been super informative, Alex. I'm glad you think so. So, to sum it up, focus on precise prompts, use image references, and don't ignore those settings. That's right. And if you want to dive deeper into video creation tools, we'll have plenty of episodes coming up. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.